I'm not wearing face paint. I'm
Oh.
saving it for magic meets.
Just for our listeners, Tacey wears face paint quite a bit when you see her in the parks in Disney World. And that's a lot of fun. So you can always find her very easily. You know exactly who it is.
Nobody enjoys Walt Disney World more than Tacey. Hands down. Hands down.
Well, that's a nice segue to my question. Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
I've started a new job, and it's caused me to meet a whole bunch of new non-Disney people. And it's getting harder for me to explain in three or four lines why I still do Disney every year. And I'd like to hear three or four lines from each of you explaining why you go back time after time.
I'll go first to give the other guys something to think about. Really, for me, what it is simply that Disney World brings back such great memories from earlier years, especially for me as a kid. And it really makes you feel in Disney World like you are a kid again. It's a really cliched term, but you feel perfectly okay wearing Mickey ears and doing a podcast about this stuff. And look, the highlight of an attraction is finding a hidden Mickey you never saw before. You know what I mean? Like, it's those kinds of things that make you feel like a kid again, and it's okay to do all that stuff. That's really, for me, what brings me back over and over and over again. Scopa?
Tacey, I guess the first thing I would do is would say go back to listen to the to my 2006 DizMeets keynote speech. Since we don't have that technology at our fingertips, I think I would say that being a student of literature, I've always looked for a time and place where I can enjoy full willful suspension of disbelief, and also that place environment would also be absent of stress. And I always recall back in 1990, the very first trip I took with my whole family to Walt Disney World, there was one day in which I really didn't care about the fact that I had forgotten to put my watch on, and I actually forgot what day of the week it was. And that was the first time in my life that that had ever happened. So that made a and that made an impact on me. And from that moment on, I mean, it was just embedded in my mind that this was the place that was going to flush out all the stress in my life. And to this day, it still does that.
Absolutely.
Pixie Dust Holiday in chat quoted Scopa, "For those who understand, no explanation is necessary. For those who don't, none will do."
That's a good one.
Very poignant Scopa. It's, I would hope so. You said it. So a good quote there. Newell?
I was trying to come up with something while you guys were doing your answer. I think the professionalism of the way the place is run, and that goes from the person selling the popcorn to the cast member who, checks you in at the resort, and the people who keep the resorts maintained. I mean, the cleanliness. I dig all that stuff, and that's one of the
That's a
reasons why I go
great
back.
point.
So here's to the cast members.
Absolutely. I hope. Annette, do you have something to add?
I was just gonna say, for us going as a family, I go down with the with Mark and I go just the two of us, but we also bring the kids every once in a while. And I have to say, going as a family and being able to spend that time uninterrupted, like our lives are so busy. So to go down there where we can be kids with the kids, and really enjoy ourselves, it's a nice little yearly family refreshing, I guess.
I hope that gives you some ammo right there, Tacey.
It, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling in.
I'll see y'all in 19 days.
Absolutely. We'll see you there.
Love you, Tacey. Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh.
Bye, guys.
Is it in 19 days?
Oh, my.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
We have our.
Mike, one word, Magic Tunes.
One word.
Not
Our
that I'm
next.
not excited about going. I have a few things I have to
Well,
get ready.
that's it. I'm so far behind on what I need to get put together, and I have to pack all the equipment up, so I'm just, that's what worries me. I'm so looking forward to going and seeing everybody, but
Less than 3 weeks.
It's a lot of work for me, so that's
we
what
have
I'm worried
our
about.
Five for me, so
Exactly, yeah.
We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking to?
This is Ashley.
Hey, Ashley, where are you
Hi,
calling from?
Ashley.
I'm calling from Chesapeake, Virginia.
Very nice. What can we do for you tonight?
Okay. Hey guys, tell me out of the group that I'm talking to tonight, Tell me about DBC, because here's the deal. We've been down, we come down to Orlando at least since 2003, like twice a year. Mm-hmm. And we really, I will tell you that this past December we did, it was my first time back to Disney World. We did three days on land, four nights at sea package. And I have to tell you, I came home and literally didn't unpack my suitcase for a week because I was so depressed that I came home because I lived in my little Disney bubble.
Right.
And, anyway, so it wasn't just me. I was sincerely like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. But bottom line is now I'm really interested in looking into the whole DVC aspect. I love the resale side of it. I've been researching that. But I want to know if you guys own any of them and if you guys could give me a little feedback from your side of things and, if you're going to do it, it almost sounds like you need to be a season pass holder to make it worth it as well. But I'm kind of interested to hear what you guys have to say.
Well, Newell is the one of us. Although, Annette, do you own?
I do.
Oh, so excuse me. We have two tonight. I'll let Mike, why don't you go first? Tell her a little bit about your thoughts of DVC. And Annette, you can follow him.
Ashley, where are you calling from?
Chesapeake, Virginia.
Okay, Virginia, so that's not so bad. Yeah, for us on the East Coast, it's really cool because, you know, I get to go a lot. Although the last couple of trips, I've been staying in value resorts, thanks to Annette. But, if you plan on going a lot, to me, it's worth it. I mean, I've gotten so much use out of it in the last, I don't know, what did I buy, 93, 15 years or whatever it's been. I've sent family down. People that have gone on my points that would have never gone in a million years, but because I gave them points, went, you know, in a heartbeat and loved it. So if you have that kind of family where some people might not go on their own, it's a great gift to give them, you know, once in a while points. And I just got some, 1 year we had 28 people down. So,
wow.
Yeah, we had a big crowd that was 10 years ago. So people that would normally have never gone were able to experience the whole world, so to speak. And it really, you know, when you're hosting an event like that, it's a lot of fun.
Huh. Annette, what are your thoughts on DVC?
Well, see, we own in Hilton Head. And for me, it's a quick 5-hour drive from the house. And we get a great beach place to go and stay at. And every once in a while, we could go to Disney World as well. But we use it more to go to the beach and hang out. Nice family beach. We know it's going to be clean. We know it's going to be taken care of. And I think also it gives us a chance to invite people. I don't give as many points away as Newell does by any means. But we have invited, you know, the grandparents to come with us or, you know, another family to go with us. It gives you a chance to kind of share the Disney experience a little bit with other people.
You know, Ashley, what I hear from a lot of people, I've really hear nothing but great things about from owners, people who actually bought into it. And I'm really struggling to think of an instance where someone said, oh, it was really not for us or it wasn't a good investment. If you plan it out, and Mike brought up a really good point, you have to plan it out. You have to be smart about it. But, you know, for what you get with it, what you can get with it, it can really make for a great experience.
Well, you guys have talked about in an earlier podcast about, like, I live an hour from Williamsburg, Virginia, so we have the Busch Gardens Platinum Passes, and so we absolutely have gotten our money's worth out of them between Williamsburg, Virginia, and Orlando. But when I experienced the Disney thing this year, I was so blown away about just the Disney experience on the resort, so, of course, my wheels are turning, and I'm like, I have got to get in on this whole Disney experience. So that's been really interesting to know that we're going to be down in Florida so much. I'm going, well, then it's going to be worth it for us to hang on or to potentially participate in something like that, which is really why I'm so interested. But, you know, as anybody who's stepping out to purchase something, it's a big purchase. You're kind of biting your nails going, oh, is it going to take away from the Disney experience when we go down there? Because that's what I don't want to happen. But
I don't think you'll have that problem at all.
If anything, it'll have the reverse.
Yeah,
right, Mike?
To me, it enhances the experience, I think.
Okay. Well, then let me ask one more question.
Sure.
How did you decide your home resort? What was your deciding factor in choosing your home resort?
Mine was real easy. There was only one resort when I bought. It was only Old Key West, which was called... It wasn't even called Old Key West. It was called the Disney Vacation Club, and that was it when I bought. So I had no choice.
Mike bought back in 93, so this is a long time ago.
I had no choice.
Annette? What about you?
I did resell, so I worked with Chantel. And so we did resell, and we did pick Hilton Head for a couple of different reasons, and one being the dues are a little cheaper than down in Florida. And yes, we can't do our vacations down in Florida 11 months in advance like everybody else. 7 months in advance we can. Still haven't had any problems as long as we are flexible. We haven't had any problems, and I have been able to get a 3-bedroom down down in Florida. So.
Yeah, I think it depends. If you're buying the resale, are you going the resale way, you think?
Right now, I don't see why you wouldn't. I just think it's so much more practical if you're going to go that route. I mean, it just seems like the way to go. It's more sensible to me. If you're going to do a whole timeshare deal with Disney, it's so much more sensible.
Absolutely. I mean, you have to look at the different options. Like Annette brought up the dues over there. A lot of people pick resorts based on what's important to them. A lot of people pick, you know, the Boardwalk resorts simply because they want to have that easy access to Epcot and the studios, you know, have that walking distance, that kind of thing. To other people, it's important to be at a place like Animal Kingdom Lodge because of the unbelievable amenity of having the Savannah view as your home resort and being able to see the animals, you know, on a lot of your trips. Other people like, you know, they want to be more economical about it. All the resorts are really great. I really can't tell, stay away from one resort or another. I love Saratoga personally. I've stayed there a couple times now. It's just really beautiful. The grounds, the resort itself. I like it also because I think it's a little under the radar, and I like that aspect of it. It gives you kind of that, I don't know, it's just something about the je ne sais quoi about the resort that really speaks to me, and I like it.
No swearing.
Oh, my. We're trying to make this a classy show.
That's right. Yeah.
Scoby, do you have something to bring up?
Yeah, Ashley, I wanted to mention this to you. If you're really thinking about buying and you really are at the point where you're trying to decide which would be your home resort, I believe there's a site. I'm not sure exactly what the actual site name is, but you could Google, I think it's David's Disney Vacation Club Rentals, and he gives you an opportunity to rent points and try some of those DVC resorts. So if you're not sure which one you would like, this might be a very inexpensive way to try out a couple of resorts before you actually commit to one or the other.
Right on. That is awesome advice. Okay, cool. Well, let me just say, you guys can keep me so entertained. I stumbled across you guys after I came back from Florida in December, and I was going through my slight depression after living in my Disney bubble for a week, and you guys keep us so entertained, and it's so awesome. So keep up the amazing work, and hopefully we'll catch up with you guys soon.
Thank you so much for calling, and we appreciate it.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye. We have a great caller right there talking about DVC, always a fun topic. We have another caller right behind Ashley. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Brett. I'm from Albany, Oregon.
Hey, Brett.
Hey, have any of you guys driven from Miami to Walt Disney World? My wife and I are going to be flying in and have basically 3 days of flex time where we got cheaper tickets for an airline, so we had to fly about 3 days before. Has anybody driven that, know how long it takes? And
it's about 250 miles. I saw the sign today. I was on the turnpike in Orlando.
Where's Steve Medina?
Yeah, where's Steve Medina? It's about 250 miles on the Florida Turnpike. So what does that come out? That's almost
four hours.
Yeah.
Is that doable? Is it like real heavy traffic? Is it?
No, it's not on the turnpike. There's not much traffic unless there's an accident, in which case that's any highway, right?
Exactly, right.
It's doable. Are you talking about day trip? Or are you talking about like a couple days, like just driving in general?
Driving one day, getting there in the evening, and then the last day taking off after a breakfast, like at
how many days?
Like at one of the resorts.
How many days would you be there?
Two full days would be there.
That's a lot of driving. So you're talking about 8 hours. I mean, you're driving 4 hours, and then you basically spend the next day in the parks and then drive home, drive back to Miami?
Yeah, drive back to Miami. But you see, we're from Oregon, so going over there is like being that close.
Yeah, and I understand what you're saying.
Going over there, it's like...
it's a personal thing, I think. If 4 hours in the car doesn't bother you and you're willing to do it, absolutely go for it. It's a long drive. It's not very interesting. I mean, a lot of it's through the Everglades, which isn't very interesting to look at. There's not a whole lot going on. It's doable. It's not terrible. I mean, you could do it. What you're saying, it would really be worth it for you if you could, on the day you're going there, probably get leave really early in the morning so you could at least get some time in that first day.
Sure. Also a question for Annette. What do you think they're going to be releasing the prices for 2009? This trip is going to be at the end of January 2009. We're trying to think about setting up the hotel room and stuff. One of those when are they going to release the prices and stuff on hotels and resorts?
Now, if you're doing hotel only and not looking at doing a package, you can book now at an estimated rate to hold. If you've got a specific resort you want, you're after, you might want to go on and get that booked at an estimated rate. They will contact you. There's plenty of time if you go, I don't want to pay that much for that. We need a different room. You can go back. But really and truly, if you have a particular, especially a suite, a view of Magic Kingdom, I would suggest going on and getting that room held down. Then if a package comes out, you can always adjust and make it a package. The packages generally come out around August. So we're getting there. Comes out in the summer. So
very good. Hey, that's all I got.
Hey, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. 407-278-5939. And phone lines are open for you to join in. Mike Newell, I got an interesting question for you while we're waiting for our next call. If you had to buy DVC today, what resort would you buy at?
There's other resorts besides Old Key West?
Or you could be, Old Key West. Would you change Old Key West or would you stick with it?
I would stay with Old Key West only because I just would. I don't know. If I had another choice, if they told me that, Old Key West is sold out, and I would go Vero Beach.
Really?
I love Vero Beach. Yeah, Vero Beach is awesome.
I really want to go down there. I'm looking for a good rate so I can just go down there for the weekend.
Yeah.
Vero Beach is really not far from Orlando.
That's about two and a half hours.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Oh, guys, it's Chris. You guys are getting paid. I want to get paid, too.
Wait a minute. If anyone should be getting paid on this show, it should be this man right here.
That's right. This is the guy. Actually, Chris, I'm signing my check over to you.
Nice.
For our listeners who are unaware, Chris is the artist who's created many of the funny drawings you've seen on the site, especially the main one, the caricature that's on WDWtoday.com. And for those of you who are reading the show notes for some past show this past week, he made a very, very funny one of Annette and Len that he just posted on the fly for no reason. So we thank you for all your effort, Chris.
Of course. How much am I getting paid for this one now, Tim?
Oh, triple the pay. That's what I was told.
Triple your pay too, Eliopoulos, while we're at it.
Hey, times zero is
exactly what I'm getting. Yep.
Me too. Wow. I'm on the
Wait
same.
A minute. These guys are getting paid just the same as we are?
Everyone's equal. This is
equal opportunity.
Equal. That's right. That's right.
Hey, while we have Chris on the line, when are we releasing the new sketch? A new work of art, I should say.
Should we wait till Magic meets, or do you want to do it?
Maybe we should wait till Magic meets.
Wait till Magic meets.
I'm thinking about making buttons out of it, Chris. It's so good.
Really?
That was a huge teaser to everybody, wasn't it?
Oh, sure.
And you can't see it.
We have a little bit of a surprise for Magic meets.
You're all mean. You're evil and twisted.
Done, Dale. I think I am going to make something for Magic meets.
Oh, cool!
I have something already being made for Magic Meets with that art on it. So, yeah.
Ah, yes. Oh, really? Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
I have a couple of things coming with it.
So, I got the approval, guys. I got the approval from the wife for Mouse Fest, drinking around the world.
Oh, ooh. I thought you were going to say you got the approval from the wife to go to Narcoossee's.
Oh, hey! Only if you're going,
Matt. Uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable.
Table service.
Yes, Chris. Proceed.
Party of 8,000?
Yeah.
So what do you think? Can we do drink around the world?
Drink or sip and snack? Which, what you mean, sip and snack or drink?
I think we should try a beverage from each world, each land, each country. Well, you know what you could do? Everybody picks one out. We all take a sip. We could do it that way.
That's true. You know,
I'll just push the wheelchair.
I don't think Japan has maple syrup.
During you mentioned during Mouse Fest, traditionally in the past couple of years, there has been a drink around the world meet that's been sponsored by Let's Talk About Disney.
Right.
Mike and Jan over there have done that in the years past. Maybe do it again this year. So you never know.
Yeah, maybe we'll join them for that.
Chris, what day are you leaving MouseFest?
We're coming in on the 12th and leaving the 20th, so I'm going to be
through the
whole thing. Wow.
The possibility that I might put together an interesting meet for that Monday. So keep that Monday. Keep about from 11 to 4 open. That may be an interesting 5 hours.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Nice.
Does that go for all of us?
Or just kids for me?
That all of us? Or
it,
just
be, it will be limited to 12 people, and that's all of you guys, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I feel so
I'll,
honored.
I'll let you in on it at Magic Meets. I'll talk to you guys about it at Magic Meets.
Cool.
Wow, cool. Uh-huh. That is cool.
Now I'm intrigued.
Now you have to go, Chris.
Full of ideas tonight. Man.
All right, well, I'm boring, and people want to ask questions, so I'm going to get off the phone.
I was about to say the same thing, but you said it. So.
Get lost.
Live lost, long and prosper.
Yeah. That's Matt the Geek.
We should mention, for all the great things that Chris does, you should check him out at DesperateTimes.com. You can find
MiseryLoveSherman.com. Go to Misery Sherman. MiseryLoveSherman.com.
MiseryLoveSherman.com. Check it out. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you.
Thanks, Chris.
Hi,
Chris.
407-278-5939. A lot of people in chat have already mentioned that they're down for the whatever meet and greet. And now it's just people are just talking about maple syrup and having some fun with that. Some jokes over there. 407-278-5939. And you can call us up with questions, suggestions. We have a lot of different interesting topics going on. DVC.
What?
DVC resorts, also talking about the changes at Downtown Disney. So a lot of different things going on there, activities outside the parks. If you have your own suggestion, feel free to call in with them. For those of you wondering, Len is not with us tonight. He's, I don't know what he's doing. He
getting a haircut at the beach. We already figured that out. Will and I already figured that out.
407-278-5939. You can be part of the show. A lot of great calls so far this evening. Really having a lot of fun with it. And, you know, phone lines are open for you to be a part of it. So I know a lot of people are going to try to get in the beginning of the show, and it's probably the busiest time. But right now is the perfect time for you to get a question answered. If you want to say hi to us, always a lot of fun. We enjoy that. I also want to mention, I actually have a caller. We have a listener from Singapore who's actually in the show today. That would be, where do you go? Big Bear SG. There he is. So it's always interesting to hear from our international listeners, and certainly I have no idea what time it is over there. It's probably like Wednesday already.
And you know, Matt, while we're on the subject of international visitors, there's a reason why Masaya was not with us tonight. And this is a shout out and some pixie dust to Masaya and her family. Her husband, Mamoru, lost his grandmother recently, and I believe that at this very moment they are attending their funeral. So our wishes go out to Masaya and her family.
Oh, very good point there, Mike. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking to?
Barb from Rockledge, Florida.
Hey, Barb.
Hey.
We're waiting for you.
What, am I on hold?
No, you're live.
You're live on WW Today.
I got a question for you guys. Obviously, I'm a Florida annual pass holder.
Yes.
I'm also a DVC member.
Where do you own it?
What I'm going to ask is, I know our goal, Friday night we're going over, actually we're going to stay overnight for 4th of July, because we want to see the fireworks.
Yep.
Yes.
We're aiming for AMK that night, but which one of the parks would be our best bet during the daytime? Because I know Friday night's going to be hellish at AMK, but we love the fireworks there.
Scopa, what do you think?
Well, Barb, you could read my article on All Ears Net. But since you've gone through the trouble of calling, we're gonna answer that right here, right now, live, Sunday night.
I did see part of your article. My husband had it up on his thing, so I couldn't read it real quick this afternoon. But
yeah, it's tough when anybody puts it on their thing to read. Let me ask you, what time of the day do you plan to go into the Magic Kingdom?
We're aiming for probably late afternoon, maybe.
That's a problem.
Early because, evening? Or you think it's going to be too full by then?
Well, let me tell you, historically, anytime between 2 and 4 o'clock, the crowds on July 4th in the Magic Kingdom get to the point where they will actually consider turning down the toll plaza, and the only cars that will be allowed through will be those people who have reservations, who are staying at the monorail resorts, like the Polynesian, the Grand Floridian, maybe
what
Wilderness Lodge.
We're going to be at Villas at Wilderness that night.
You should be okay. I mean, I you know, you may want to take a launch from the Wilderness Lodge over to the Magic Kingdom, especially if it's late afternoon. Pardon me?
Earlier than what we planned, because we've got like a reservation at Trail End sometime after 1 that afternoon for lunch. I remember hearing that you thought you guys had said in the past that lunch was good there at Trails End. We had a bad experience at dinner time.
Well, at any restaurant, there's always a chance of hit and miss. I think that if you headed over to the Magic Kingdom after lunch, you should be okay. It will be crowded. It will be very crowded. On July 4th, what you would normally experience during the summertime at around 2 o'clock in the Magic Kingdom, you experience that at about 10 o'clock on July 4th in the Magic Kingdom, and add another 10 to 15%. Yeah, it really, really, really gets crowded by about 10:30 or 11. A lot of people will try to come in the afternoon, hoping to see the fireworks. It will be very busy. It will be very crowded on Main Street when you're getting ready to watch the fireworks. You could faint and you would not fall down on Main Street USA. It'll be so crowded. But, it's a great show. I just would recommend that you get there. I would say no later than 4 o'clock, and even 4 o'clock is pushing it. I would say try to get there, before 3. I mean, if you're having lunch at 1, there's a shot of you being able to get there at 3 by 3 o'clock.
Oh, I'm getting discouraged now.
Well, I don't want to discourage you, but I want to be realistic too.
We did the fireworks 2 years ago. It was when we actually became pass holders this time around. Back in 2006, we did the 3rd on there, and the fireworks are spectacular. Then we did Epcot on the 4th. But it almost sounds like I should do the other way around, do Epcot on the...
Well, it's if you've never... Have you... It's tough. It's really hard to tell you to go either way. I think that if you really have your heart set on going to see the fireworks at the Magic Kingdom, then by all means go. It's just that by the time you get there, that may be the only thing you get to do because of the crowds. I mean, the queue lines will be really long. Some of the fast pass distribution boxes will be sold out, so to speak. It's going to be that kind of a day. That's basically, I'll tell you, Matt would agree with me that you definitely don't want to even consider going to the studios. It's just really,
I don't know
really
about Fantasmic for the 4th. That just
they have
do it for me.
Well, Barb, I'm going to the studios for July 4th, and they're having a special fireworks display over there in addition to Fantasmic.
I guess I missed that part on earlier about that.
Yeah, they only show it July 4th and New Year's. So I'm gonna go to the studios, and Mike, I know Mike's absolutely 100% right. It's gonna be like a sea of people over there, but I'm gonna do it because I want to see it. I'm down here for it. I might as well. You want to join me? You're more than welcome.
Derivative of that.
Yeah, derivative of it. It's not really the old fashioned one. They give it a different name and everything, but it's going to be over there. They are going to be shooting off the fireworks from behind the Sorcerer's Hat. So it's very similar. Mm-hmm. It's very, very similar to Sorcery in the Sky. But it's a little different. I would say, though, I mean, look, as much as I love the studios and everything like this, they have a brand new firework display they're doing for the Magic Kingdom, to which I would tell you you might really consider doing it. But it will be extremely crowded. And I know that going in there, I still want to go because I want to experience it. Look, it probably beats sitting in your resort, as long as you understand the crowds that are going to be there, it can't, it could be fun.
I know. Well, it beats staying over here watching the Brevard County Manatees playing over at Space Coast Stadium. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, I would say, go for it. If it works out for you, great. If not, it'll be an experience that you can draw from and you'll know never to go again. But
just probably aim for going over there around 4. If not, we'll go hit the studios.
Yeah, I mean, the parks really do get really crowded, and they do close due to capacity, so...
I mean, I've been there before late at night. I mean, we were there on Christmas Day late, but we weren't there during the part where they had actually closed the park. We went over late evening, and things turned out well.
Right,
but
right.
I know this could be different than that.
Yeah, because okay. There's a build-up during the day for the actual fireworks. It's one of the few days during the year in which people are going specifically for the fireworks.
Absolutely. Especially this year, I think it's going to be extra crowded because of the fact they have these new fireworks that Disney's been mentioning. It's, I think, Disney's America or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. There's a press release about it a couple weeks ago, and they've been mentioning it quite a bit semi-recently. And
it's supposed to be like twice this year or something?
Yeah, it's really just supposed to be the description sounds really good. You know, I'm almost tempted to go there myself, but I'm going to be going to the studios to see what they have there for obvious reasons. But I wouldn't fault you for trying to go see it because it sounds really cool.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Anytime. Just practice by going into a closet and have your whole family stand in there with you.
There you go.
Spend a couple hours in there just, you know, trying to maneuver in that closet and see, you know, that'll give you good practice.
And burn some money while you're in there.
Oh, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Barb.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
407-278-5939. You know, I mentioned that I'll be at the studios for July 4th. If anyone wants to join me in the studios for the fireworks, I'm going to be there pretty much all day because I don't want to be locked out of it. If you're interested, you're going to be in the park. Feel free to drop by. I'll be in the studios. You can send an email to matt@wdwtoday.com if you want to pick a particular spot. I'll probably pick a spot and post something about it, but we have another caller though. Hi, who are we speaking to?
Hey, Matt. How are you? It's Tony from Hudson. Hey, guys.
Hey, Tony.
Good evening, ladies. How are you guys doing?
Oh, outstanding.
That's another boring night.
I'm sorry. Hey, not to digress, I heard the last caller talking about the park's getting full because of July 4th and everything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I thought of a question. What happens if you have a pet in a park that you have to get back to say, walk or take care of? And it's a really busy day.
Oh, you mean like if you left your pet at the kennel and you had to leave the park? Because what happened, for those who aren't aware, the kennel is great, but you have to walk the dog yourself. And the kennels are outside the park gates. So Tony's conundrum, if you will, is that you would have to leave the park and possibly be out of it. You know what I would do is I would go to the cast member at the gate, or even when you drop the dog off at the kennel, and inquire about it. Say, you know, just want to make sure. I'm sure if you talk to someone about it, it wouldn't be an issue. I'm sure there's a mechanism because obviously that would be terrible for that to happen. But you know, this is all about customer service. I really can't imagine not working with you to ensure that doesn't happen to you.
That's what I thought, and I'm thinking, you know, I didn't think of it, and I just heard I heard the last caller, and I think, oh, man, what if it's full, how do I get back? For example, if we're at Epcot, and our dog is over at the studios,
yep,
and, of course, they're not full service over there, you got to get back to walk them and feed them.
Yeah, it's up to you. Yeah, just definitely talk to the cast member at the kennel. You can call the kennel ahead of time. That might be a good idea also.
All right, cool.
And getting that information just to make sure everything, you know, all your T's are crossed and make sure that everything's taken care of.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they give you any grief, Tony, just keep hounding them.
Oh.
Ouch. Ouch. Hey, we just got back from another successful Star Wars weekend.
Okay. Star Wars. Good timing, Mike.
That was actually pretty bad. Go ahead, Tony.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yep.
And let me ask you this. Came across a couple of things. Where can you find anywhere in the world where they actually sell Gatorade or say like Powerade?
They sell Powerade in a number of places. I can tell you at the studios, they sell it at PB's Frozen Pipeline. They sell it across from the entrance to the Backlot Tour. They sell it at the little kiosk that's right near the entrance to Lights Motors Action. I have a friend of mine who, Danny, who drinks it all the time, and we're always looking around for it. But they do sell it in the parks.
Okay, because it's a little bit more than just water, and it does a really good job of hydration and so forth.
Right. I think that's a good ad for them. They do sell them in the parks. It's not every single location where they sell Coke or water, but I found enough of them that you don't really have to like go hiking across the park necessarily to find one. You can always, if you go up to a cart and they don't have it, ask them. I'm sure the cast member there will be able to direct you to a stand that might have it.
Yeah, and we were there late, like early this afternoon, and it was hot today.
Yeah,
it was brutal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, the art, the animation shop. You know, the animation tour used to be.
Yes.
They have a art shop where you can come in and purchase prints and so forth. Is there another store? I think there's another store over at Epcot that kind of gives you the same options as they do.
Yeah, they have. There's a number of stores out there. There's the Art of Disney store in Epcot.
The Art of Disney. Okay.
Yeah, it's on the. If you're facing Spaceship Earth, it's on the right.
Okay.
There's some open sliding glass doors, and they have a lot of art in there. Similar idea. There's Downtown Disney. There's the Art of Disney store over there. That's a large selection over there. In the marketplace, and they do sell it. Also, I know for a fact in the Magic Kingdom.
All right, cool. Because we were looking to pick up a couple of prints, and unfortunately the computers were down, and they weren't able to complete the transaction. But cool.
A lot of great art in there. Just hope you've got the you're making a little extra cash these days because they're not going to.
We were just looking for the actual reprint. They have some posters and stuff that can reprint.
Right. Yep.
Like stuff from like my wife likes 101 Dalmatians.
Oh yeah.
So one of the prints was a scene where all the little puppies are watching TV.
Right.
And you can make a little poster out of this, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. No, they'll have that there, so you won't have any problem.
Cool.
Very good.
Well, that'll do it for me.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it.
Have a great night, guys.
Thanks. 407-278-5939. About 10 minutes left in this live show over here. What if I want to mention, of course, again, our next live show will be an all-day affair, if not a little bit longer, over at Magic Meets. That'll be happening on the 19th, Scopa. Is that right?
That is correct, Matt. The 19th of July.
19th of July. So that's an all-day event. It's a Saturday, so don't worry. Those
right.
should not be
Very
at work.
Good.
You can tune in. It's a lot of fun. We're hoping to have a webcam going on over there, so you can actually follow along both visually and also orally. So I think it's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to the event. It's a lot of fun for those of us that are gonna be at the event ourselves, and really looking forward to it. So that's our next live show that'll be coming up again, July 19th, 2008.
Hey, are we gonna have a panel? Are we gonna have an expert panel at Magic Meets? And wouldn't it be? Probably be a good idea to give everybody the number that they could call to call in and give a question to the panel. What do you think, Matt?
Nah. We have another caller, though. We have another caller after that caller. I'm kidding. God, I can already, feel the text message from Fred Block. We have another caller, though. Hi, who are we speaking to?
Hey, Matt. It's Zoltan in St. Pete, Florida.
Hey, hey Zoltan.
Hey. Just was wondering, a couple of the shows that you guys have been fairly critical about Disney, wonder, do you ever hear back from them?
Directly? No.
Yeah.
No, we never hear back directly, like, shame on you. No, absolutely not. They listen, but they don't. I have never gotten any kind of direct feedback on a show, good or bad. But we certainly are aware. Go ahead.
Do you feel that any of the suggestions you guys get or give are kind of acted on somehow?
You know, I think there's – I mean, the other guys can – this is just opinion, purely opinion. I think it's a greater thing. I mean, they look at – they don't just take one particular opinion from one particular area and use that as their driving force. I mean, Disney's not one to make knee-jerk reactions to things. I think they largely take a lot of information that comes from guest surveys. The online community certainly has a growing influence on them from comments from guests. And I think a lot of these things all kind of factor in there. When they hear enough about something, I think then they act on it. And I think the real proof of that is simply what you're seeing with the changeover at Pleasure Island and Downtown Disney in general. I think Disney has heard enough and they are acting. Scopo, what are your thoughts?
I think you're right, Matt. I think that I think, Bill, that I don't think they would ever acknowledge anything that we had said that would influence them. I think that they do read all the blogs. They read all the online stuff. I'm sure they have people looking in at all the Disney internet communities. I'm sure they have people who listen to podcasts, and they want to get a feel for what's out there and what is favorable to the guests, where the guests feel things should be changed, because they know that the guest is the customer, and if there's a way that both the guest and Walt Disney World can gain on a suggestion, I'm sure they'll employ it. But I don't think that they would ever acknowledge that anything that they had read in a blog, in an article, in a book, or listen to in a podcast, influence them in any way. And I'm sure that they would never – I don't think that they would directly answer us if we had said something critical of them and they did not like it. I mean, there may be other ways of them reacting, but I'm pretty sure they just want to stay behind the screen, so to speak, behind the door, and just listen. And just listen.
Cool. Hope that answers your question there.
Okay, bye guys.
407-278-5939. We also, you know, people, Zoltan was asking about how Disney, you know, listens to us and everything. The truth is, Disney is very supportive of us in general. They've really put us in contact with a lot of people to do a lot of interesting interviews. You may remember some of our shows regarding Thomas Tryon, who was the show producer for Block Party Bash. We also had some live shows from the parks, including the Toy Story Mania episode that myself and Mr. Newell were kind enough to be invited to. So Disney's they're very accommodating, they're very nice. I mean, you know, say what you will about them, but they really do support the online community, which is fantastic, and it's definitely a nice to see those kinds of things coming from Disney, because they could just as easily just, you know, throw us a cease and desist and that's the end of it. But they're fantastic. So 407-278-5939. Time. Again, if you've got a call, this would be a perfect opportunity for you to get it in. I know that a lot of you are looking at trips for this summer, already in the fall. So if you have booking questions, this is the perfect opportunity for you to do that, because Annette is on the show, obviously a travel agent for MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, the official travel agency of WDW Today. So if you've got a question about booking, if you've never used a travel agent, and a lot of people are new to it and they say, I don't need it, maybe you have a question about it, give it a, you know, if you've got a particular question about travel agents in general, maybe Annette can answer that for you. We should mention, of course, you know, a lot of people, the biggest thing I would mention is that, of course, to you, it's the same price as if you booked it yourself. The difference is you get so much more service. So it's not like it costs extra. You know, it's not like, I don't know, back in the day, maybe it costs extra from, you know, but
millions,
to you,
millions.
It's, you get that great treatment from Annette and then the other agents over there at MEI Mouse Fan Travel.
And the team, yes. And just so you know, yeah, it doesn't cost you any more, but it could save you some money.
It is true.
We look for codes to apply to your reservation.
It's great. I mean, I've gotten opportunities where, because of some group rates that they have going on, I've gotten my reservations down. I know one time Annette had a group reservation for a time I didn't even want to go, and I said, that's a great rate, and I jumped right on it.
And you did.
Great. Yep, back in April. So
went with the cheerleaders.
Yep. That's right. I enjoyed that quite a bit.
You had to wear a dress, but he was just
yeah, it wouldn't be the first time. 407-278-5939. While we're winding down over here, want to mention a couple things. Again, our next live show is on July 19th.
Yeah,
I know. I want to thank all of our callers who called in. We had some great questions. Every one of you who called in, really, we appreciate it. It makes our show that much more interesting. I want to thank all of you, our listeners, most of all. Without you, obviously, there is no show, and it was a lot of fun. Everyone who joined us in chat, everyone who's listening to us live, and everyone who's listening to us on the podcast version of this, always a lot of fun, and we really do. We do it for you. It's fun for us, so we thank you for coming in here. If you want to be – keep in mind that the chat room will still be going, so if you want to – join the chat. It'll be going on even after this show is over, so enjoy that. Also, want to mention, if you didn't get an opportunity to get your question in, you can email us questions@wdwtoday.com, and you'll be able to send that in there that way. And want to mention, once again, our sponsor of this live show for June 2008, and that would be AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios, Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 101,000 subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit allears.net today. And it was a great show. I want to thank all of you. Annette, you did wonderfully for your first show.
This was great, though.
Fantastic. And, well, that's it for us today. If you want to find our older episodes, read our show notes, or send us your comments. You can visit the Walt Disney World Today website at wdwtoday.com. For Len Testa, Mike Scopa, Mikey Newell, and the fabulous Annette Owens, I'm Matt Hochberg. We will see you on the next show.
That's the end of my show. Donk.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.